and keep learning. And I think.
Well, I'm going to go.
Okay, my dear. I'm so happy to talk to you again, and that it's been too long. If you have any idea or any thought or anything you want to talk about or a brilliant flash, please feel free to call. Or is it giving birth to ourselves or giving birth to myself? I think it's giving birth to myself.
I think so too. Yeah, I like that, and I think there has to be let me see, what's the word? The realization of just giving birth to oneself, the realization of values, the realization of a change, the realization of more than just what we were talking about, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So maybe say that again if you don't mind.
Giving birth to myself is true because what we spoke about, This new paradigm, I mean, giving birth to oneself gives rise to the fact that one has come to a realization of something. It's more than giving birth. It's giving birth to the world in some ways. So myself becomes more than myself and has to be in order to make change.
Yeah, it's kind of like giving birth to the future.
Yes. It has to be seen as much, much more. Yes, giving birth to myself, a Harlem's midwife story. That it arouses the implication that giving birth to myself is more than just myself. It's realizing truths that are necessary. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean, what does giving birth to myself mean? That's what needs to be explored. Well, what does that mean, giving birth to myself? Is that a little interpretation? How will I apply giving birth to myself to what needs to be done? Has it been an easy road? No. Has it been a fair road? Is it a road for women and mothers and babies and fathers and families? No. What will make it change or begin to make it change? How will giving birth to myself give rise to change? Or give rise, not give rise to change, have input, impact upon change. Because change is ever present.
Well said.
Yes.
Good, good, good. I look forward to our continued exploration of giving birth to ourselves.
Yes.